Love Inspired and Harper Audio present Her Darkest Secret by Jessica R. Patch. Performed by Lisa Flanagan. For Jesus, the lover of my soul, all that you've given me, I give back to you, always for your honor and glory. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Prologue.
Here, kitty, kitty.
His voice echoed through the forest. Disoriented and unable to gauge distance, she pressed on, her brain pushing her feet faster than they could carry her. The bitter wind nipped through the thin white gown he'd forced her to wear. Brittle twigs, pine cones, and fallen tree limbs broke through the tender skin of her bare feet with sharp stings. An owl hooted. A coyote howled. Naked branches clawed her face, ripping skin from her cheeks and chin. Her lungs burned as she sucked in the frigid gales, but she couldn't slow down. The man in the white feathered mask with the long beak would kill her if he caught her.
I hear you, naughty kitty, he drawled in a sing-song tone, his high-pitched voice like tiny shards of glass slicing through her flesh and penetrating her bones.
Her heart lurched into her throat and pulsed in her ears. She couldn't die. Not at 17. She hadn't even experienced her first kiss, hadn't chosen a college or gone to prom. Tears sprung into the corners of her eyes, then raced across her skin into her hair. Moonlight stabbed through the trees, teasing her with peeps of light, with hope that a road would be nearby.
I smell you, kitty.
Her vision blurred. The crunching and cracking of footfalls hunting her halted. She froze, struggling to hold her breath in case he could hear it. The tattered, lightweight gown fluttered in the wind, but she didn't dare move, blink, whimper. Snap! She darted ahead, but her hair tangled on a branch, wrenching her backward. Fire shot through her scalp, but she contained the scream rising in her throat. The quicker she worked to free herself, the more she fumbled.
I'm close, kitty.
With a sharp pull, she broke away, leaving thick strands of hair hanging from the winter wood. Crunching came louder, faster. Nerve endings popped, muscles twitched, and her blood raced hot. She spied a huge tree, the bottom open to a dead, hollowed-out middle. Bolting inside, she braced her arms and feet on each side. The smells of decaying carcasses and earth nailed her gag reflex with precision. She shimmied up as high as she could, concealing her bloody and broken feet from his view. Wait him out, tire him, then go for help.
God, if you're at all for me, please don't let him find me. Keep me safe. Keep us all safe.
Arms shaking and legs trembling, she continued to hold on. Hold out. But her muscles spasmed. Squeezing her eyes shut, she willed herself to stay strong. Her breath plumed with every exhale.
Hickory.
She inhaled sharply and dug her fingers into the rotten, spongy wood. Warmth flowed down her bare, filthy legs. She chomped her lower lip to keep it from quivering. The taste of iron coated her tongue. The smell of ammonia pierced her nose.
Tickery.
His voice reached out, its chilling tone wrapping around her heart like a vice. Glancing up, she had nowhere to go. She'd trapped herself. A burst of panic gripped her chest and wrung her breath away. Something skittered across her hand, but she refused to react.
Duck.
No.
The mouse ran up the clock.
Her heart
Sample complete. Ready to continue?